dedicate this one to such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York. Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam. But they do a thing called machine gun.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. It's the Machine Gun. Jimi Hendrix, baby.
Wrong
Jimi Hendrix, Machine Gun, live, let me see where, I forget. So this is off the Band of Gypsies album, Fillmore East, 1970. Oof. I love that there's a pretty significant pause between when he stops playing and when the crowd, because when I watch videos of Jimi Hendrix, like when he's at, when did he burn the guitar? I think at Monterey, he burned his guitar on the stage. People just don't know what to do. They're just kind of looking at it like, hey, that guy just burned his guitar. He's just like, he put kerosene and now it's on fire. I love moments like that. There's a moment also with Kraftwerk, great German, super ahead of their time. And there are videos of, I think 1970, same time, they're in Germany and they're playing, there's this one video I'm thinking of in particular, where they're playing this room and everybody's just sitting there and they look confused. they don't know, they're not really bobbing, maybe one or two people are bobbing their heads, you know, and then they can show their grandkids, oh, I bobbed my head to Kraftwerk in 1970, you know, but besides that, most everybody's just kind of, we know it sounds new, but what do you do in new? I love things like that. You know what else I love? I love some good jam. I've been listening to a lot of Atlanta trap. I wish I could play it. This is kind of the backup radio playlist. Shout out to Asa. Shout out Asa for getting me on thinking about John Fahey coming up next. So this whole show is kind of dedicated just towards guitarists, guitar-centered things. You know, I don't know if you knew, but Jimi Hendrix played electric guitar. And so I was just thinking earlier today, man, if I could get some Crime Mob, if I could, even newer, like, if I could get Glorilla, if I could move out to Memphis, if I could get some Duke Deuce, if I could just, ooh, there's a DJing setup here as well. Anyway, Knock If You Buck is coming up in the future of Venus as a radio show. But for the time being, we just have to rock what we have. And that is amazing, beautiful, transcendent, profound music. Anyway, if you'd like, I don't know, maybe you don't like it. Maybe you're just listening in spite of me. So you know what I say? Haha, you're adding to my numbers. Haha. We got Night Train to Valhalla, John Fahey.
Thank you. This is called the Great Santa Barbara Oil Slick. Thank you.
See, you thought, oh, he just mentioned John Fahey once. He's only going to play one John Fahey. No. I played John Fahey number two. That was Great Santa Barbara Oil Slick. Shout out Ethan Ray Kramer putting me on. See, I thought I was out, then they pulled me back in. Oh, man. I learned about a bunch of these guys that were doing music like this in the 70s, and coincidentally, WMFO just has a couple of the records of people that I'm playing just on a wall over here. Maybe I want those records someday. But anyway, I learned about them through coming into contact. Oh my god. I came into contact with the term American primitivism. This is the genre tag that all these white guys who became just extraordinarily technically gifted at their guitars, you know, this is now referred to as American primitivism. And, oh, my Tufts education would be remiss if I was not to say, what's up with that? You know, I feel like Open Mike Eagle, one of my favorite rappers, he talks about making art rap. And he says the reason for that was not to try and think about artistic ways, you know, nuances, etc. No, it's just get white people to consider his rap more intellectually, right? The intellectualization of music. Woo! Hit them with it. I think that there's a danger to it. You know, we gotta watch out. Speaking of, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. So anyway, you know, when I was thinking about guitar, you know, I wanted to start off with the machine gun, get that energy out of there. We had some, I played some Etran de Lair. Love. When they come by the United States, I'll be front row with all my different music things for them to sign and take pictures. Oh, my favorites. But anyway, there's a whole other side to my thought about just guitar. Center on guitar is a very ethereal, you'll see. I'm not going to tell you. I already did, though. I ruined it. Anyway, Lauren Connors. Airs.
Thank you.
Shout out everybody that I just played in a row there. Who we got? That was just Grouper, Trudy Collum, Lauren Connors earlier, and I played two, Ichiko Aobis. I kind of flaked a little bit because I realized I had more time than I thought I did, and me talking just to myself is a strange psychological thing, you know? It's just me. I'm just me. But apparently I'm talking to people who I can't see. Anyway, see, it's all a little... Ugh. I've been watching the counter for however many people are listening drop throughout this entire hour. I think it's great, you know, because I'm just separating the weak from the strong, you know. I'm just getting the just getting the real ones in here, you know, the real ones, the quality, the cream of the crop, the people that listen to 8-hour intensely serious guitar ballads. I had a discussion with a friend a long time ago that still stuck with me, where we were talking about what can communicate more, a piano or a guitar. He had always played on a guitar, I had always played on a piano. I still stand true to, you know, piano just offers so many, it's infinite opportunities. But guitar's got something going, you know? You know, listening to some of these folks, I think it must be said, the guitar, pretty good instrument. So shout out to all these folks, and shout out my man Robbie Basho. Robbie Basho, this is from Visions of the Country, Rocky Mountain Raga.
All my life, like the leaves of autumn and May. Autumn and May. Against the sky, don't know why.